Everybody, welcome to More Than We See, guys, and the spoilerific issue number 28 of Void Rivals. I'm here with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Man, we are like it is part four of six, the Quintesson War. The Quintesson War. It just keeps on ramping up every week.
Well, Quintessons don't really do things in half measures.
No. Well,
They're kind of all or nothing guys.
yeah, you're not wrong.
I mean, they are either in full retreat or full advance. There's like they don't like to just sit still.
Yeah, this issue had a lot of both of that.
These are the guys that blew up their own planet just to try to get Rodimus.
Well, I guess Ultra Magnus was paying attention.
Right? You can tell where he learned from.
Yeah. I learned from watching you.
Right? Okay, so
Yeah.
something occurred to me, and
Okay.
because I had forgotten about this, but I was like, how did Transformers reach issue 30 before Void Rivals? Because Void Rivals started first.
Yeah.
And I had to go back and look at the dates, and like, yeah, I remembered as I was looking, I was like, they took a hiatus after the first arc in
Yep.
issue six, and it was quite a hiatus.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because they stopped in like November of 23, 2023, and didn't come back till March of 24.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and Transformers started in October of 23 and hasn't had a hiatus at all. So it allowed Transformers to get ahead of them
Yeah.
by two issues, which it just seemed weird. It's like, man, yeah, Void Rivals should have got first. So I guess
Almost
going,
three issues, honestly.
yeah, almost three, yeah. So I guess Transformers is kind of leading the Energon universe now.
Well, I mean, Void Rivals is the was the original story to see if like kind of, I guess original programming with the universe was going to work. And once they made the connection to Transformers, it was obvious that Transformers took off, and also G.I. Joe was, was G.I. Joe take off around the same time Transformers, or was like a little bit after?
It was way after because remember they did the Duke series and they did
That's
Destro
right.
and Scarlet and Cobra
That's right.
Commander. So they did like all the little mini series separate and then
Yeah.
brought them together. That's why G.I. Joe is 10 issues behind Transformers.
That would make more sense then. Okay.
Yeah. And then we had like things thrown in the Energon universe
Yeah.
specials and stuff like that. But
But yeah.
yeah, I still love Void Rivals number one. Just from the fact that it snuck up on us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a good issue. It's just I think the thing people had an issue with, not to use a pun, was the fact that we were teased Transformers and we had to learn about this whole new civilization while we waited for Transformers. But it was really smart of Kirkman to do that because you're invested in Transformers, but this is a way for him to tell a different story in the universe.
Right. Well, it was a good lead-in.
Yeah,
And like I
well.
said, it was a surprise. I saw the Void Rivals comic. And I didn't pick it up at first because I didn't know what it was. I thought, okay, it's another Image comic. You know, I expected it actually to be tied in more with like the Invincible universe. Since I saw Kirkman's name on it,
Yeah.
I had no idea there was Transformers until someone said, "Hey, you know, Jetfire's in the end of that." I'm like, "What?
Yeah.
What?" So I rushed out to go get it,
Here we are.
and I've collected all the covers, not.
The amount of covers they have, man. Holy
Are they
moly.
still making them? I
Oh, yeah. I'm
think
sure
Void
they're.
Rivals number one is still like printing out covers. I don't
I know
know.
Transformers number one probably is.
Yeah,
And 25.
I gave up. I'm gonna have to win the lotto or something to catch up all these covers because I think there's more covers to like Transformers number one or maybe even Void Rivals number one than there were the entire Marvel run of Transformers. I think they have
Probably.
more than 80 covers.
I mean, I kind of thought that it was funny, like kind of thought Dreamwave really like ran that home with all the different covers because they'd have like different issues. They'd have like three or four different covers because they'd have different Transformers on the covers.
Yeah, and then they'd have like their special foil covers and stuff
Yep.
like that.
And I thought they
And
were bad about
yeah,
it.
we hadn't seen anything yet.
Kirkman's like, hold on, y'all. Watch this.
And here's the funny thing is some of those covers, like I have the one with like Superion on it, the foil cover from Dreamwave,
Yeah.
and I got it at cover price because the comic store I went to, I just stopped at a random one. They just had it out with the regular comics, so man, got lucky. But they were selling that thing like elsewhere for like 80, 90 bucks. And that was back 25 years ago. Okay. So that was a lot more money then. So that's like closer to 50 bucks now, probably. But
Maybe.
maybe. But oh wait, not 80, 90 bucks, 50. I'm got it backwards. No, it's closer to like probably 200 bucks now.
Really?
But it's not going for that much anymore. Like it's dropped drastically in price because I guess demand is down because that series was canceled.
Well, yeah.
So
Yeah, so
my hope one day is not that the series gets canceled, but that the demand cools off a little on all these covers, and maybe I can hunt them down at a discount because some of those covers have gotten pretty pricey.
Oh, I'm sure. Like the one that we got from I mean, you got a copy of it, and I ordered a copy of it too. It's from a like a I think it's a fan convention, the foil cover of 25, where Megatron's walking up to Optimus Prime and the Rebel.
Oh yeah.
It's a great cover.
That's a great cover, yeah. I like the ones they did where like one was like a black cover of Megatron, another one was a black cover with Optimus, and they kind of went together. Yeah.
They did
So
it with the Autobot and Decepticon symbols too, right?
oh yeah. Well, and they did the ones that played theme songs and stuff.
Transforming, or really the transforming sound or the theme song, something like that. I don't
Yeah,
know.
it was I believe the transforming sound, yeah.
Those are fantastic.
But yeah, I heard they reissued those. Either they already have or they're coming out again.
Probably going to come out again and take off all the people who collected 20 versions of it so they can make money, like, next month when, I don't know, some weird spike in the aftermarket happens.
Those are hard to store because if you put them with regular comics,
Oh,
they're
mess. They
gonna
get messed
like,
up.
yeah, they're gonna damage the covers and stuff, so.
It's like when Dreamwave hit, I had a buddy of mine who ran a comic store, and I went in there and just like he would save me like multiple copies of Dreamwave comics, and I'd get like number one. I had like a couple different complete versions, and number two, like I think in the first four, I had like different copies of the same beginning. But yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, and they weren't hard to get. You just had to be willing to get them all.
Yeah. And those comics were like 20 bucks a pop to start out with. So, yeah.
So
At least they aren't as bad as the BotCon RC with the sound chip.
oh
I
man.
know you had an experience with that one.
That she'll talk to you in the middle of the night, by the way.
Yeah,
Just
I
so you
didn't get
know.
one with the chip. I'd got just the regular one, so I had quiet nights, but yeah, I heard she'd just start talking.
Yeah, randomly you'll hear like RC's voice. Was it Sublu did the voice for it?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
believe Susan Blue did the
she
voiceover.
would just you'd hear Sublu like a kind of like distorted, quiet tone because it was in a box.
Wouldn't she say like maximize or something like that, or
Things like that. She said a couple different phrases, and you
yeah.
just hear her talking like.
I'm surprised ghost hunters don't use that as like a white noise detector or something. I don't know.
Dude, it says the devil. Maximize, dude.
I am so frightened. You know how they
That
always get scared on the shows.
show is actually kind of a guilty pleasure thing for us to laugh at, because it's so bad about
I had a friend that used to sell like he would mod cell phones.
that.
Cameras, yeah, to sell to like ghost hunters, and he
Oh
made
yeah.
like quite a bit of money off of that
I'm sure.
because he would change the cameras where they could see like infrared and ultraviolet and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And
What a
yet, he
racket.
didn't use those technical skills to repair the Whataburger drive-through. Same guy, same guy.
Oh, the story lives on.
Yeah.
Check out our past episodes if you want to know more about that. So, but let's get into this
Dude
issue.
was a legend, dude.
You don't mess with Whataburger at 3 a.m., man. Come on, don't do that.
Right.
We need taquitos and we need like whatever they have hot.
Man, you got I never could do like the breakfast foods and stuff like that. I was always like straight for the burgers.
I mean, dude, I will murder a jalapeno cheeseburger from there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, with grilled onions? Oh, God. My mouth's drooling right now thinking about it.
My son goes for like the triple meats, and I'm like, you're gonna have a heart attack. That is like way too much. He got me one time, and I couldn't eat the whole thing. I was
What?
like,
Oh, man.
yeah. Now, when I was like younger, when I was a teenager,
Oh,
I could
yeah.
eat two double meats with cheese. I remember my dad complains, like, where does it all go? Because I was like skinny as a rail and could like eat more than any adult I knew.
I used to go there. There was a Whataburger down from my house when I'd work late nights at Albertsons. And I used to go there, and there was this guy. I think he was like a Pacific Islander or something. Really big guy, really happy guy. I'd always get like the chicken strip meal because it came with like Texas toast and the sauce and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He'd give me a ton of the chicken strips, and give me like a ton of the sauce. It'd be like 1 a.m. I'd just be like eating these things and like playing video games. Like, oh, num,
Oh, yeah. I'd get the white gravy with that.
that that's what yes, what they had it with is white gravy.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, well, I thought you're supposed to have it with that. I didn't do barbecue sauce. White gravy is perfect with that.
Yeah.
That's really freaking good. That's when I can actually drink milkshakes too.
This is why we're fat.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. If you need to, you can turn that into the royal we, where I'm just talking about myself.
Not as felt as I used to be. Anyways,
So, yeah, back to Void Rivals. So,
that was a heck of a tangent there. But yeah,
yeah.
Void Rivals number 28 in the cover I got is with the Quintesson Tribunal on the cover going crazy.
Tribune, as in
Tribunal.
three.
Yeah. I said Tribunal.
No, I'm just saying, no, I'm not correcting you. I'm just saying it, stressing on the try,
Try.
as we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I have thoughts about that when we get there.
Yeah. So, do
Yeah,
you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
look, I have to listen to Yacht Rock at work. I'm not gonna listen to this right now.
Well, apparently that is Proximus's real name. Not Pina, just the Pilata part.
Yes. Oh my God. What are we going with that?
Oh,
I didn't hear
I
Pilata. I
lost
heard
you.
Colada. My brain went to Colada.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is
Yacht
kind
rock
of
dad jokes. That's what we're here
wow.
for.
It's really, it's upper level, and I don't even get it. This is a kind of horrible scene. Like, I was trying to figure
Means
out
the
which
upper
one.
deck of the yacht.
Upper Decker for sure.
Upper decker for sure. Yep.
So we start off with Palada and Salila as little chitlins.
Yeah, we're in a flashback.
Yep, they were together, like I guess waiting in some sort of dark room, and I guess
Lelak would lock him in the closet. He's entertaining the ladies tonight. Daddy needs a little privacy.
right.
What a terrible parent.
Let's see, like they're I guess Palada is being grabbed to go be with a high guard or something like that. I can't remember.
He pledged loyalty to them to join
That's right.
because that was the only way he could get out of this dark room that they're in.
Yeah, and Salila and Pina Colada are having a cry fest about it.
I've ruined you on that name now,
Yeah,
haven't I?
his name's Pina Colada now.
You know, I did that in high school. We were reading the Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And do you know the secret to the Rime of the Ancient Mariner?
It's been so many years.
Well, you can recite it to the tune of Gilligan's Island.
That's right. I do remember that.
And I told the teacher that, like after the first day of reading, he would read like different parts of it. And at the end of the first day, I said, "You know, this goes to the tune of Gilligan's Island." He's like, "Really?" And he read a few lines, and he was like, "Oh wow, yeah, it does." So the next day, he's reading the next part, and he's kind of like struggling with it.
Dun 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 dun
And I said, "Are you trying to keep Gilligan's Island from coming into the your recitation?" And he's like, "Yes, You've messed me up, man. And then the third day, he just said, screw it. And so, like, for the next couple of days, when we finished the Rime of the Ancient Mariner, he basically sang the whole thing to the tune of Gilligan's Island. So I run
He
it.
ruined everything.
And he was a Scientologist. So
Oh,
he was like, that's a perfect example of engrams, man. They will get you. So
wow.
apparently, I was a virus.
I mean, I'm not one to correct you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so apparently I am a engrammatic virus spreader.
But we get back to them. There's a big bright light in I guess the
The
I guess
door opened.
the door opens from this dark room they're in, and there's a ready to go cadet, and there's this dude in armor or whatever grabbing pina colada, and
Yeah, and they're wearing big triangles on them. Like chest
they
plates
actually
and
they are their
shoulder.
shoulder pads, and their chest pieces are all triangles.
A hip, too. They've got like triangles on their hips
Oh yeah,
and
I
I guess
see
their
that.
leg, but it's like alternating. It
Huh.
zigzags down their body. But yeah, then you look at, are they on like a, I don't know, I guess that's just the light. The door's closing, but it
Yeah, I
looks
think
almost
so.
like she's on a like a very narrow
I
like
can see why I thought that.
yeah,
No, it's just
bridge or something,
the
yeah.
way the room's being lit from the doorway closing, probably.
And it looks like Black Panther came and got him.
Yeah, it does. I was gonna say that,
Yeah.
or like a like was it the a Batman bots from Kingdom Come.
That or a little bit like Azrael also.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
All the
The
same kind of
Batman
design.
clone, not Gargamel's cat, for
No,
those listening.
yes. The one who broke backs
Yeah.
or killed people.
Killed people, yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting my Batman stuff all mixed up there. I know Batman, Bruce Wayne's back was broken. He had to go rehab while Azrael took his place and killed people.
Yeah, this
Yes.
is right after Nightfall, yeah.
Yes.
And then we cut back to Proximus with his Terminator face.
Pina Colada crying.
Yes. He's getting all his memories back. And then he slaps his helmet on and he's like, ah, we got more fighting left to do.
He likes pina coladas too much. He's got to get his concentration back in the battle.
That's right. He saw it was his own lovely lady.
He couldn't escape.
Right. Well,
Yeah,
not
so.
without her. And the sacred ring is that lady.
Oh God. So yeah, he puts his helmet back on, like
I mess
onward.
everything up, don't I?
Yeah, 100%. There's still more fighting left to do.
Yeah, the rush of memory just, I guess, steals his resolve.
We'll go back to Agoria, but do you notice something about Doolin?
I mean, besides his VR helmet.
Well, his VR helmet that looks like a has cat ears.
Yeah.
Was it really the Agorians who went and grabbed Pina Colada?
Oh, you know, that might be a good reference there.
I looked at him like, that's very particular.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe we'll find out
Maybe
more.
he's doing like Vlad and he's pretending to be a cat girl online.
I'm Vlad.
From Mother Agoria.
Hey, bro, just do you like what I look like? I gotta say, Andre Bresson, the new artist, the penciler, he is doing the business with Doolin's face and his beard.
Oh, yeah, he gets
It's
all in the
crazy.
beard details.
It is crazy. He put so much detail in this and still got it out in time because it is extensive. When you look at Doolin's face, there's later on the comic, it's up close. It's like he did a master class on his details of his face.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, when they draw a beard, they'll just do the outline and a little bit of shading inside. But
Sure.
nah,
Yeah.
it's like.
Now this dude is going for clumps of hair.
Yeah.
And I was not. I think it's because the such a drastic change between the last artist and the current artist. At first I was like, I don't know if I like this. Now I'm like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
I'm all in on this artist. This is fantastic. It feels like a very indie comic artist.
Right.
Now, yeah, a guy who does stuff for cool like fanzines or whatever. Not a guy who's churning out comic books. So
This
Andre
definitely looks
Bresson.
like an Image comic, is what you're saying.
I used to collect a lot of Image Comics at one point, and it's kind of a toss-up, really. You can see
Yeah.
very abstract things, you can see some very detailed things. This dude, I mean, it looks very much like, Joe Bob's comics from the back of his truck. He drew them all himself, kind of like detail and care
Yeah.
he took. That's what Andre Russin's putting into this.
Yeah, something that they didn't have a deadline on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I sat up all night and made copies of this.
Yeah, he draws like there was no deadline, but he
Yeah.
still makes the deadline,
Dan
which
Mora was, I mean, he's no longer on the Transformers book. I get that. He did a very much a Superman or a superhero kind of look to the Transformers, and it was less detailed, but in a way it stood out more. This is a lot heavier pencils, a lot more detail. This is very much of John Ridgway
yeah.
style detail, and I love it.
Yeah, I could see that too. It reminds me a lot of the Transformers UK comics.
Yeah, 100%. That just the head of his teeth have detail on him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And like the shading's really nice.
And when I say definitely an Image comic, I'm thinking back to when Image first started, which I know we have a lot of listeners that weren't even born yet because we're old. But yeah, I remember when Spawn number one hit and stuff like that, and it's like all the artists from Marvel that jumped over there were just going crazy doing what they wanted.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I think that made Marvel and DC change a lot of what they were doing. The only time in DC you were actually able to see art like that was with Vertigo.
Yeah.
And
Well,
which
and
is
they were trying to answer all these new upstarts with that.
Yeah.
And we lost Sam Keith this week.
Oh, that's
Creator of the
right.
Max, yeah, and
Yeah.
his is another comic with like crazy details and stuff like that.
Very influential to a whole generation of people. Like, we watched the Max on Liquid Television, and they came on a show on MTV as a show.
Oh yeah, I still have number one in my comic box
Wow.
upstairs, so.
It's the amount of detail for Mr. Gone and I can't remember what they call his old minions
The is.
is yes. The detail they put into those alone, and then like what's the social worker's name?
Julie,
Julie.
yeah, the Leopard Queen.
Yes, she had that the Leopard Queen look like she was on the plains.
Yeah.
The her outfit on it, just so much detail.
Oh
Like
yeah.
they didn't even put all the he didn't even put all the detail into the Max. The
Well,
Max
and
is
I'll tell you the beauty of that TV series is they just straight up translated the comic. They animated the comic in there. It's like you were watching the comic move.
Yeah,
And I don't think
100% that.
I've never seen anyone else do that where they took the comic straight up and just used the comic panels as the storyboard.
And yeah, that's true. I think when the HBO did the Spawn animated series, which is awesome too, they took a lot of elements. They took a lot of the story elements. They also took a lot of the art styles, but it couldn't be as near neatly detailed as the comic was.
Yeah, the Max cartoon was like it was a straight up translation straight over to animation. I know there was a couple little things they changed, but that was
Well,
about it.
sure, but it wasn't drastic.
No, it was minor stuff. But
Yeah,
everything
that
else you could read the comic along with the episode like you're just looking through storyboards.
Yeah, and I think like one of the things that really brought me back into enjoying comics again in the 90s was really Vertigo. I fell in love with Hellblazer.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the art was so detailed and so heavy. Well, John Ridgway, what am I talking about? Of course, John
Yeah.
Ridgway drew it at the beginning. And then you have the Sandman who has such really cool art. And then you had all kinds of things like that were kind of interlinked Swamp Thing.
Yeah. And Sam Keith was the co-creator Sandman. So.
There goes my bridge. Thank you.
Yeah.
And now we're here currently.
Yeah.
But man,
So.
so yeah,
Yeah.
I Andre Bresson, loving this art, man.
I'm kind of hoping because we heard there's going to be like an Energon Universe cartoon coming out.
Yes, I'm
Yeah. They
hoping for
announced it
that.
like at Comic-Con last year. And I'm kind of hoping it'll be similar to the way they did the Max.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, where they're basically just doing an animation of the comic. Because
Well,
remember when they were doing those like digital comics on, CD-ROM and
the
they'd have some
motion
animate,
comics.
yeah, the motion comic, they'd
Yeah.
move and stuff. That's what, The Max was like that, but with better animation.
They actually had animation between the panels though. That was, yeah, it was much better. Now, thing is though, I don't know if they'll be able to do that right with the Energon universe, because there's been several different artists. What style are they going to go with?
Well, whoever did that issue. Each episode could be done on the style of whatever artist did it.
Well, I'm sure, but what's it, Warren, I'm trying to think, is Daniel Michael Warren? No. The first big the first Transformers artist.
Yeah.
What am I blanking on his name right now?
Well, it's because you got 2/3 of the name.
Daniel Warren Johnson.
There
That's
you
it.
go.
Daniel Warren Johnson's art style is so much different than Dan Moore's, and so it's also, which is also different from the current artist. I never think of his name right now. This artist is so much different from the beginning artist for Void Rivals. So I mean, like, it would be a drastic change if you're going from
Oh
like
yeah.
that'd be going from Sunbow to Acom.
Well, oddly enough, Acom could probably do it now
Oh yeah, now they could.
because they do various styles. You just tell them what style you want, and that's what you get, because they can do like straight up like mecha anime if you want, like
Yep.
stuff that's can be up there with the best of them.
Yeah, now they've gotten there.
Well, it's been 40 years since
Yeah.
Acom started, so they've got their
They
stuff down.
started putting out kind of rough stuff, and then it turned into good. But
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
let's go
Gr
off these tangents.
I know, right? We're talking about comic books.
Yeah, right. So Doolin's like asking how things are going. He sees like they're actually pulling ahead in the war. Things going great. Ground troops are holding back the Quintessons' advances, and he goes like, "Hey, Derek, how are you doing?" And Derek's like, "Fine, okay, not great, but I didn't quite make it to the launcher," because he's going for the launcher. But
Yeah.
I'm in good hands. Grand General Dukin sends his
Yeah.
best.
His uncle.
Yep, the dude who looks like a giant dwarf,
Yeah.
and he's got a big old warhammer that is Energon lit up.
Yeah. For some reason, I just think of Man at Arms when I see this guy.
Out of that, Man at Arms mixed with a Klingon.
Yeah, I guess it's because Dukin or Dukan and Duncan.
Dukan,
Yeah.
yeah, and then also he's got dreads, and he's like warrior guy. He's
His
like,
armor's kind of orange, so.
yeah, it will be an honor to die by your side, nephew.
Right.
Derek's like, that honor will be surviving the fight, right? Right?
Yeah, there's definitely some Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit,
Yeah.
I guess, being channeled here. Some
Yeah,
Tolkien.
and dude, Dukan has a Dukan, I don't know. It's kind of cool. He has this metal armor. He's also got this like leather glove holding the hammer, like the hammer's hot or something. I don't
Yeah.
know if you noticed that.
Yeah, he's got like a leather
Oh,
gauntlet and the
yeah,
other
like a
hand's
welder's
metal.
glove holding a
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I
Is
know,
that his
but he,
handroid, maybe?
oh, maybe that could be. I could see that. Maybe Android's just that cool. It looks like a dwarven gauntlet.
Or is the metal hand his handroid? It hasn't spoken, so we don't know.
It's true.
He's probably hard on the handroid.
Derek's like, yeah, never mind. Look, as long as you're surviving, like Dukan is like, the boost for Energon is all we needed to really get this going, but it didn't last very long. So it means, they kind of like shot their shot with the Energon infusion.
Yeah. I guess he can't like hit it twice.
Well, who knows? Right now, they are all powered up, and they it's like almost like a like the to use the last Starfighter as a reference, like a Death Blossom.
Death Blossom, we can
It's
only
like a
do it
last
once.
resort thing, and yeah, but all you have to do is rewire your ship, and everything's fine again.
Right.
If you know, or if
If you
not,
know, you
watch The
know.
Last Starfighter. It's a great movie still.
Yeah, I heard Alice loved
6 years of the difference between her and I.
it.
6 years, though she did actually like she liked the little brother, and she liked the whole thing with the beta unit. That was actually kind of fun.
That's funny. You know, that was like an afterthought.
The beta unit,
Yeah, they added
huh?
that later.
It honestly was some of the best parts of the movie, because it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
And the little brother who loved his penthouses. or Playboys.
Oh,
Oh, dude, the next page reminds me of something, and I'll see if you pick up on it. It's got four of the Quinzon judges holograms, like talking to because it is Judge
Macmon,
Macmon, yeah,
Make Moon. I don't know.
Macmoon. But yeah, they're talking about how much they've sustained heavy damage. The enemy has infiltrated their ships. Their forces are in shambles. They're saying like we lost our advantage of what's going on here. We're falling, and like as they're talking and giving the excuses, and like you see the one to the far right, like phase out.
That's Macmon, because they're
Macmon.
asking him to lead, and he just cuts out because he says his ship's under attack.
Yeah, Macmon fades out. He's gone. Does that remind you of anything at all?
Oh, I don't know. What are we?
To me, it reminds me. Do you remember The Empire Strikes Back when
Oh yeah, when.
the generals are in holographic generals in front of Darth Vader, and you see one of them go, oh, and he fades out?
Yeah,
That's
I
what it
see
reminds me.
that. Oh yeah, I totally see that.
It almost felt like an homage to that scene, because the Empire was having a hard time in that battle too, and then like you have this just rad looking pissed off Quintesson, who's they're really saying like they should pay for this grave mistake, and he's posturing, then he's like, the tribunal has arrived.
Yeah,
So
maybe that's Macmon that's talking
I
there.
thought it was Mac Mizzle then talking.
Okay. Yeah, because I wasn't sure because they were asking, and then the one that cut out is he looks like he was giving an order. But yeah, now I'm looking at it,
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah,
I
the one
think.
that's actually physically present is Macmon.
Yeah, but I love the way he says, like, make no mistake, the tide of the war has turned. These beings created by she who will not be named. All the power we had not anticipated. I love that some of the she who
Yeah.
not be named.
And their tribunal is arriving now.
The war is not lost.
Yeah.
Dude, and the tribunal ship is like the hot topic ship of the Quintessons.
Oh, totally. It's spooky.
There's this cool scene with Dukan swinging his Warhammer and just destroying a Sharktacon.
Yeah, like through the Sharktacon. It's
Oh,
in like
it's
shards.
brutal. There's an Alakon, another Sharktacon getting ready to attack. And there's
He smashed that thing so hard, I had to look at it twice to figure out what he was breaking.
I had to look at the shell in the leg.
The leg is what gave it away. I'm like, what was that? And it's like, oh, that's teeth.
Yeah, those are all teeth. They're like doing this cool, like, a curved design. I'll have to put that on the episode just to show that off.
Yeah, he
And
did
then
like a sweep through it. So.
there's Derek's down there, and he's like pointing at the Hot Topic corkscrew ship. He's like, holy, that doesn't look good.
It's like stirring a tornado around it. It's
It
coming down so fast.
is looking it's looking bad.
I like the Alakon just watching, like, as Dukan smashes that Sharktacon.
He's like, I'm just gonna hang back. You get the Sharktacons.
Yeah, you go ahead and get him.
Well, the Alakons were kind of, I feel like the Alakons were kind of like the next level up from the Sharktacons. So it was like,
They were a little smarter.
yeah, not much, but a little smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hot Topic corkscrew starts drilling into the ring,
Yeah.
and it's like a bad.
It's like a disaster movie.
It really is. It
It
really.
hits like the Independence Day ships blast cities. That's just the Tribunal ship landing. Is that level of disaster?
Yep. Andre Bresson, he knows how to draw a cool facial hair on a character. There's this bald Agorian dude. He's got
Yeah.
this cool handlebar mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Looks rad. All the Agorians look really good. And then the Handroid is like, there's a scene with our panel of Handroid and Derek. He's like, yeah, things are going well all of a sudden. And Derek's like, quiet.
Yeah, because just the ship landing buries a bunch of Agorians alive.
Yep.
Like you see hands sticking out of the rubble and stuff. So,
Actually, I don't know how I never played the game, so I may be off, but kind of one of the videos I've seen. Derek and Handroid have a very Ratchet and Clank thing going on.
yeah, I could see that.
Like the big dude and the one dude who does the cool stuff, but also has dry wit quips all the time. But dude, the next page is
Laser
rad.
Floyd.
It is totally laser. It is some angry red Laser Floyd.
Yeah.
Tremble before my arrival. So the tribunal apparently is the war judge of the Quintessons.
Yeah. And he has like a Greco-Roman motif to him.
Well, yeah, he has the Spartan helmet to, well, the Roman helmet to the
Yeah, it's
side
a,
of it.
I actually looked up. It is a centurion's helmet.
Centurion's helmet.
Yeah. And it's that's called a crista, which is where we get the word crest.
Look at that.
And yeah. And well, the other, he has three faces. The other two faces we know is war and death, but they're like, I guess more, I guess they look like upgrades.
They're if you someone took and like made it like a more metal version of War and Death, that's what they look like.
Yeah, I was gonna say they look more robust. They're definitely like an 80s metal album cover.
Yep. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I love the three faces there where they say they're like, count one, you are weak. Count two, you are afraid. Count three, you are bad at war.
Yeah, that one I thought was kind of funny. It's like,
That's so
you're
good.
bad at war.
Yeah.
You are not good at fighting, you know, that kind of thing. And
Yeah.
that is the three faces are war, death, and dominion. And
Yes.
with dominion also, he has laurels, like you'd see in like with Greek and Roman champions, but the laurels wrap around into an eye mask.
That's what those are. Okay.
Yeah, those are laurels.
That's
But
even
yeah,
cooler.
he's got the chin strap and the side things of the Roman, was it a Gallia helmet that
Okay,
centurions wore?
looking at it like there's a you see it like kind of close on his face. It's harder to see. When you see a panel with him backed up, you can see that a lot easier.
Yeah, it's like the cheek armor and everything that you'd
Yeah,
see in a Roman
that's actually
centurion
really cool
helmets.
looking at it now.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, and we find out later who designs it. It's
Okay.
in the letters column. When we get there, we'll
Oh,
talk
thank
about
you.
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They have apparently he has elite shark guns also.
They have red eyes.
They have red eyes and they have like more accordion-like arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love how he kind of announces himself.
And the tribunal has like pincers on the end of his tentacles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're pincers that actually have like almost like laser firing abilities too. It's
Yeah. He's
cool.
got a Dr. Octopus vibe
I was
to
gonna
him.
say Spider-Man 2, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2, Dr. Octopus vibe for sure.
Yeah. 'Cause his tentacles aren't rounded. They're more like
They're flat. They look
the,
like big tapeworms. Let's be honest.
yeah, I'd say like accordion cubes or something. They're very blocky for tentacles.
Yep.
So
I know, dude. He gives this scary speech to them, and I'm not gonna read the speech because I want everyone to go read this comic.
yeah,
But
but
he ends
basically
with,
he, yeah, oh, go ahead, sorry.
well, I mean, he says, I don't need all this other fluff. I am only war, death, and dominion,
Yeah, and he
which is
demands that
cool.
they all surrender.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm good. I accept your surrender, but you've caused some problems for us, so we're going to go and level all your cities now.
Well, and he kills them all. The ones that surrendered, he kills them.
Yep. You see
Yeah.
slashes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
The,
like, well, so surrender really isn't an option. He
Yeah.
tries to make it out like, oh, yeah, if you surrender, won't be any problems. Like, oh, you're dumb enough to surrender. Okay, well, now you're dead.
What
It's
was
because they're bad at war.
Yeah. What there was a three-headed Quintesson judge in the Sunbow show, right?
Well, he wasn't a judge, he was a scientist. He was the one
Scientist.
that
That's right.
created the Dweller in the Depths.
That's right. That's where I remember from.
Yeah.
One of his faces was kind of messed up in that if I remember.
Yeah, the Dweller like smashed it.
Yeah. And he says like, look, you were offered mercy, you refused, which they didn't refuse. They actually surrendered.
Well, they mean in the beginning.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's and he says he's like, yeah, I don't have a choice. I've got to level all your cities of your world, and that's when Doolin pulls off his VR helmet. He's like, no, yeah, Doolin.
Yeah, they're gonna erase the surface of the sacred ring.
And they're on the way, so like all his like advisors are like, what should we do? They're advancing. They're going to be here soon. Where do we go? What should we retreat to? And like Doolin's like, We don't have anywhere to go. You're not retreating. What can we do? But
Yeah.
that's when they have that really cool side-by-side panel with the Dominion Judge face and Doolin. It is. And dude,
Yeah.
Doolin's face is, he looks, you see his cheekbones are shadowed, like the skin stretching across him. Just, it looks, the beard is like he drew the individual hairs.
Oh yeah, the beads of sweat on his forehead.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, great detail.
No, it's fantastic.
And
Like I said, it's very Ridgeway like.
they're gearing up for Last Stand.
Yeah, he's like, we don't have anywhere to go, no matter what happens, whether we succeed or are we face defeat, we don't have a choice.
I'm getting a real Greeks versus the Persians Battle of Thermopylae
Yeah.
feel to this.
I was gonna say like I was gonna say like it feels like Tribunal was kind of like the Spartans. A smaller group who are like all about war, they love war and they have very specific focus.
I think we're going to see a reversal here, though, because they've got all the hordes, though, of the Sharktacons and Alakons and
Yeah.
Balos and stuff. So I think we're going to see the Agorians maybe pulling a Thermopylae on them.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, there.
Somebody's going to die before this is over. I'm calling it. I'm saying
Oh, yeah.
for Coruscant War, somebody major is going to die.
Well, I think Doolin's gonna die for sure.
That's my thought. It's going to be Doolin or, maybe
Zalelak.
Proxy. Or Proximus, maybe.
Maybe Proximus. I'm kind of hoping they do more with the story.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But yeah, there's
You know how Kirkman does. He gets you to like somebody and then he
yeah.
squashes them like a bug in
Well,
front of
right
you.
now I'm kind of liking Doolin now. He's like he's I've kind of changed paths on him, so that's when he's gonna get killed for sure.
Yeah. He's becoming a better dad now, so.
The thing I love how the Dominion face leaves off this side-by-side panel. I
Yeah.
do so love an audience.
Yeah, because he wants to give him more of a taste of his judgment, because all the ones that surrendered to him are dead now. He's finished with them, so move on.
I'm hoping we see like a Shark Com Pit moment. We'll see. Hopefully.
Oh, well, we kind of will, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to that.
Yeah.
Then we go over to Cobra La.
Yeah, we have the Cobra Law Leviathan, that big man-o-war looking
I do love that thing. That's such a cool ship.
organic spaceship, which I think it's funny they call it Leviathan and it's a living ship because I guess it calls back to Farscape.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like that sounds like that to me.
Yeah.
So they finally caught up to the Coruscant ships.
We were wondering where they were. We're like, okay, where's the rest of the Cobra Law crew?
Viperia sent me, basically. And Gracula has gotten the armor off.
Yeah,
She's
and
like,
Bola is the male there.
okay, that's right. I remember him.
Yeah.
Gracula had that crazy organic armor. She's gotten that off. She put on a Pythona armor.
Yeah, 'cause basically her armor was becoming sentient
Yeah. And it's
and it's
still
still
alive.
alive. Yeah. It's kind of over in a pile. It's reminding me of the symbiote from
Oh,
Spider-Man.
100%. It feels very Venom symbiote.
Yeah.
Which they.
I'm looking at the spike parts of the armor and stuff, and I'm really guessing that's going to become a Pretender shell.
That would be really cool. I can see that.
Because it came about because it got exposed to some stuff on Junkion,
Okay. I can see that happening for
So
sure.
yeah.
That'd be a great way to bring in pretenders.
Yeah. And it would make sense that you would have, that biotech coming from Cobra Law.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's I love the story that Kirkman is telling with this.
And we know they've been experimenting on Cybertronians from their work on Megatron, and who knows what happened with Thundercracker.
Oh, I know.
They had the
He,
Ark in Cobra Law for a little while, so.
yeah, I mean, you. It was a very much an Event Horizon, like Chaos Dimension kind of thing going on there.
Yeah.
And I'm a
Thundercracker kept
fan.
his optics in this time.
Yeah. We're going, you don't need eyes.
Yeah, and they said we'll find out more about what happened when he went there.
Good. I want to find out more. And then that's when the Leviathan it takes a hit and starts going down. There's the pilot has her cool like that almost this part of it feels very like Lex, like very organic
Oh
ship
yeah, I can
flying
see that
thing.
too. Yeah, and that's Viperia that's piloting.
Viperia, yeah. She's going down. And that's when Pythona sees the ship going down. She's like, no.
She's got that fin ear. That's how you always remember Viperia. She's got like the,
Yes.
it reminds me of
One.
the Abomination from
Yeah.
Marvel.
Same kind of ear. Yeah. Just she's got one big abomination ear, whatever ear. So yeah. And that is issue number 28. There's a lot that happened here.
Yeah, Python was going, no, as the like
No.
she was waiting for a pickup.
Yeah, the Leviathan's going down.
Yeah. 'Cause it looked like she was climbing on top of a spire, like to try to hop on and get out of there.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if there if the let's say the armor would link to a to an Agorian or Zirtonian and become a pretender that way, like the
Oh,
inner
that's
cell.
yeah.
Because if Pina Colada is any indication, they might have robotic skeletons or metal skeletons.
Yeah, I keep meaning to write in and ask them, is that really what they are on the inside?
Yeah. Or I mean, it could just be that that Proxima got changed, but
Yeah,
Proxima
that's what I
got.
was wondering, if those are add-ons
Yeah.
or is that just what he looks like underneath?
It could be a little both. A little
Yeah.
column A, a little column B. Hey, we're talking to the Handroid.
Yep. Talk to the
So
Handroid.
yeah, apparently you saw some things in here that are important.
Yes. Well, let's see, we got a is Lorenzo De Felici designed the Tribunal.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and Andre Bresson, you know, they said he drew the holy heck out of it, but it was De Felici that designed, they actually called him back to design the Tribunal.
Nice. Yeah, Bresson. I can't say enough good things about Bresson. He's blowing me away in this issue. It's so good. Look at the Cobra Law people. Like Vapira herself, the
Oh,
detail
Viperia.
of Viperia, the detail in her eyes and her eyebrows, it's crazy. So yeah, I'm digging this art. So that's cool that they brought him back to design it though.
Yes. And we get asked about the robots that we freed on Quintessa.
Yeah.
They asked like who are their names, and they said they haven't named them yet, but stay tuned.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we'll see more of that. So I wonder if Willie's still on. It sounds like Willie is still on Quintessa.
Nice.
So, and they ask, they say they liked all the alien races popping up from season 2 and 3 of Transformers.
See
And this,
that. Let me
yeah,
see
that's
more.
from Sean Kay. And they say we've seen some aliens from outside the Transformers side of the Energon universe very soon. Because he asked about some of the aliens and stuff that showed up in the later G.I. Joe stuff
Yeah.
and like Star Brigade and
Oh,
even
yeah.
from Action Man. So, yeah, they said they're going to be, we'll be encountering some aliens from outside. So, I don't know, is that going to be another Visionaries answer? Are we going to see something completely new?
Yeah.
What are we going to run
We'll see.
into? Yeah.
We'll see on that one.
Right. And then. Well, we have another one. Yeah, Kermie writes in and he asks about like Lord Gaikini and Sizzardo and Skugzoid Junkions
Gaikoni.
and yeah, Gaikoni. And then he mentions the Battle Chargers, Runamuck and Runabout, and DevCon. And they drop a little hint. They said, we'll be seeing one of those characters soon somewhere.
I think it's going to be Gaikoni.
That's what I was saying because they already dropped a little hint a while
Yeah.
back.
Well, Scott Sawyer is
Oh,
definitely going to show up, I think.
well, and he mentions Octane also. So maybe it's Octane shows up on
That could be.
Cybertron, like fighting Elita Prime.
Yeah,
So, yeah, so there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of characters named there. And I mean, we know we're going to see Skugzoid in issue 31.
yeah.
So I hope that's not the hint they're dropping because I would like to see one of these other new characters. Or a recurring character like Lord Gaikoni would show up, or Sizzardo even,
That'd be
you know?
nice. We'll see. Man,
Yeah.
I'm loving Ben Oliver's art
Yes.
on the Energon Experience. The ones who have been driving the driving guy who's been doing these photorealistic faces for the covers, like
Yeah.
Celila, and this one they have on this issue they have on Proximus or Pina Colada.
Yes.
It's Ben Oliver doing that, and they are fantastic. He draws the heck out of them as well.
Oh yeah.
Big fan of that.
So
Yeah. Well,
yeah, those
sorry.
are some of the best covers. I like they're all like profile pics.
Yeah, and they're beautiful. He spent some time on these.
I'm sure they're digital, but they look painted. They look almost like gouache paintings.
They do 100%. They do.
Yeah.
You see the texture and the highlighting and the different layers of the paint. But yeah, then they have their Energon Experience is all about Celila and then the Tribunal and then of course Ben Oliver talking about doing his art on the
Which we only
cover.
saw Celila in the flashback this time, so I guess
He did.
she's gonna get the shine next issue.
Probably. It'd be kind of nice to see her show back up and do something instead of like running away or like trying to explain herself to everyone. I wanted to see her do something like more forthright, I think.
Right.
So we'll see. But yeah, that Ben Oliver's cover of Proximus is so good.
Yeah, I'd like to find that cover because,
Yeah, seriously.
yeah, I got cover A this time.
Yeah, same here. And like also we go the previews for the next issues. Looks like Transformers is coming out April 8th. The next cover, yeah, I see what you're saying now. The next cover of Void
Yeah,
Rivals
at the very bottom.
has the Elite Sharkticons. And then you have looks like you have Derek and it looks like I was
Yeah,
gonna say,
that's
it might be
Doolin.
Dylan. Yeah.
Yeah,
He's
and
not
they're
wearing big
over the
armor.
pit.
Yes.
Yeah, they're standing on the trap door with
Oh
the
boy.
energy bands around their arms, like a hot rod and cup.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah,
Spare
I'm.
me this mockery of justice.
Yeah, that's on April 22nd that we'll get to see what
Whew.
happens with that. But I like how these elite Sharkticons look. They look scary.
They look more menacing than the like green-eyed ones. And
Yeah.
then you also have the
I
G.I.
think
Joe.
it's all about the red eyes, honestly.
Yeah, it is. And also the next G.I. Joe cover has Scarlet there with
Storm
God,
Shadow.
Storm Shadow. I think I was going to call him
You kept
Storm
wanting to
Shadow.
say Snake Eyes, didn't you?
I went from Snake Eyes to Snow, and I thought Snow Shadow. That's not right. Storm Shadow. Yes,
Yeah.
with the I mean, does he have the Arashikage blade?
It's
I
not
wouldn't think so.
glowing, but it might
Yeah,
be. Who
I don't
knows?
know.
We'll
So,
find out.
but then there's another big exciting thing. This is a full page spread about the Mask comic,
Right?
which is
Yeah, and
coming out here in June.
we get to see, of course, you see Matt Tracker and Miles Mayhem,
Yep.
but we also have Vanessa Warfield.
Ben Sato.
Yeah, there's Bruce Sato and Alex
Bruce Sato.
Sector. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Switchblade and Rhino and Thunderhawk on there. But
Yep.
I forgot, what are they calling Switchblade now? He called it something different in G.I.
They call
Joe.
it like jet helicopter or something like that. It was something dumb.
No, it was something else. I mean, I don't know, I'll have to look that up, 'cause yeah, it didn't stick, but I remember like he
Yeah.
called him something different.
And of course, we have the different covers. The cover A being the Tribunal in the front with Dominion face. I'm
Right.
trying to look at cover B. It's like a very almost kind of goofy cover. The art style, I'm not a big fan of. Like a lot of different cover, yeah, characters on there. It's Andre Brisson, which is funny because I love his work so much on this issue. But I'm not digging the cover for some reason. It's like the things in the background are not very detailed. Things in the foreground are very detailed.
Well, it's because they're supposed to be in the distance.
I know how that works.
Oh, I know. I think that's what he was going for.
Yeah, I think it loses a little bit of that, which, like I said, the guy's art is fantastic. So,
Yeah.
yeah. And that the cover C is the one with Proxima with a one little piece of flesh on his head still. Cover D has Pythona looking
Yeah,
great.
that's a cool Pythona cover.
Yeah, and I kind of love cover E with. Is that Proxima or is that Zalila? I think it's Zalilak. That's
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's Proximus, but
okay.
I don't know who is that. That's not
Oh,
Zalila.
that is
That's
it's
Celila, is
Proxima
it?
and Celila. Yeah, it
Is it
is. Yeah,
Celila? Okay, because she's kind of
it is
green
her the
looking as
ear
well.
things on her. Yeah, so I guess they're fighting a brother sister against the Sharktacons. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
We
and they're
might
kind
see
of
that next
cartoony
issue.
looking Sharktacons.
Yeah. And then the last cover is keeping with that Invincible month. You have
Yeah.
Omni-Man.
No, that is Grand Regent Trag.
Oh, I haven't
He's
got that.
he's the emperor of the Viltrumites.
That's why he looks so much different. Okay.
Yeah. He's you'll tell I mean that mustache you think of Omni-Man, but they
Yeah.
all kind of wear that mustache, you find out.
They're a bunch of Bruce, Tom Selleck wannabes. Okay.
Right. In fact, you haven't watched the newer episodes,
No.
but they make a joke about that, hide that mustache. That's not welcome around here.
Nice. And
But
he's that's him floating above the ring with Celila and Derek in the foreground.
yeah, and it looks like he's got some conquest ships with him.
Likely
So,
so.
yeah, like they're about to annex the
The
sacred
ring.
ring. Yeah. So,
All right. Yeah, that is Void Rivals number 28. Lots going on.
lots.
Oh, and
Yeah.
even there's the point where there's a lot that's being like revealed. They're using this as like a nice exposition tool for the story.
And we've still got 2 issues to go on this
Yeah.
Coruscant War. We're not at the end of it yet.
No, it just hit the middle act, which is really bad. Like the end of the second act.
Yeah, we're at the Empire Strikes Back
We
stage. I think you
are.
said that last time.
We are. We're really into it now.
Yeah, the main bad guy has shown up now, so it's about to
Yeah.
get real.
Exactly.
But
Well,
yeah, this has been a lot of fun on this one.
yeah, a lot going on. So I'm gonna cut this off here because I want people to go read the issue, have fun with it.
Yeah, read it. It's a good issue.
Send us some comments about the issue if you have any other takes on it or if you have any other discussion things you want to bring up on it. And we'll see y'all next time, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.